Case number 10,908, Gumboro Volunteer Fire Company, Inc., west of Route 26, Millsboro Highway, north of Road 424, Pear Tree Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Greg Justice, member of Gumboro Volunteer Fire Company. Address 22480 Daisy Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Sir.
Scott Hoffman with Cave Associates, Inc., 144 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware.
And you both swear a firm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt, an attorney here in Georgetown. Tonight I'm here on case number 10,908, representing the Gumboro Volunteer Fire Company. This application is for a 20-foot variance from the requirements in Table 1 in Section 115, Attachment 1. With me tonight is Greg Justice. He's the chairman of the building committee. The Gumboro Fire Department is currently seeking to expand its building in order to accommodate modern-sized fire response equipment. And on my left-hand side is Scott Hoffman. He's an engineer with Cave Associates, and he's going to go over some of the finer details of the engineering of why the variance is necessary. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the Gumboro Volunteer Fire Company and where they're situated, but they're situated at the intersection of Route 26 and Pear Tree Road as you drive through Gumboro. The building that's there has been there since the early 1960s. It's been expanded a little bit over time. As it sits right now, it encroaches approximately 30 feet into the front yard setback, and the new part would only encroach 20 feet. So the new part actually pulls back from the current encroachment, which Mr. Hoffman will review with you. As you will probably hear from Mr. Hoffman in a moment, modern emergency response equipment is expanding in size, and when they undertook this expansion project, it requires some site changes, and in order to be able to respond adequately and pull their equipment in and out, they need to situate the building in such a way that they can make the turning radiuses with the larger equipment as they go on to Pear Tree Road and or Route 26. Mm-hmm. Just as background, the company has about 40 active members, 3 to 4 probationary members, a junior member, and also 4 EMS for ambulance services. In any given year, they respond to approximately 150 fire calls and about 350 accident or ambulance response calls. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Hoffman if he would explain to you the site changes under the new plan or the proposed construction, and ask him to begin by introducing himself and his qualifications, and then to review the expansion with you.
Mr. Hutt, maybe you can use this if he's going to work from back there so we can get it on tape.
Good evening. My name is Scott Hoffman with Cave Associates, Inc. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware, and this evening I'm going to be talking about the existing site, the proposed site, and why the variance is needed. I assume everybody can see this okay? This is the existing fire department building, and this parcel is the existing land that they own. During the development of the project, they decided the most affordable way to meet their needs in terms of what they have to construct to store the new fire equipment and their existing equipment would be to expand their existing building. What I'd like to talk about is, and that expansion is going to be right here. I have another exhibit which will show that. They purchased these two parcels, which is a former convenience store, I believe. Was there till about 2000. Now you can see that they have this longer part of this building. This is for their larger equipment, and they have the ability to pull around the back, and this is what we call pull-through engine bay design. That allows them to pull their larger equipment in without having to maneuver in the road and back it all into the building. Everybody clear on that? Any questions on the existing site? So what we're seeing here is the proposed site plan, and this hatched area is the existing building, with the red line being the existing setback as we understand it. The yellow is the proposed building. The blue represents their existing parking area and driveway in front of the building, and then an apron that will be constructed in front of the new building to allow the trucks to come out onto Route 26. They would also like to construct to allow them to keep this same pull-through design, which allows them to, you know, pull the bigger vehicles in without having to back into them off of Route 26. And this is our issue here. We are approximately, with the proposed location, 13 feet back from the facade of the existing building. So we're not asking to match up to the existing front. We're just asking for the room that we need to be able to pull the vehicles around the back of the building. This old access is going away because we need to install a stormwater management pond to meet our stormwater management regulations. So this is going to be the primary access to come around the back of the building. So what I've done here is just kind of enlarge the scale of this so you can see a little bit better. The yellow, again, is the proposed expansion, building expansion. The blue is the proposed driveway. And I'm showing on here the turning radii for a WB50 truck, which is a tractor trailer. The largest truck they have is a, I don't know the exact number of gallons, 3,000, 4,000 gallon water truck?
5,000 gallon.
5,000 gallon water truck. And so what we'd like to be able to do is to be able to come on Pear Tree Road, basically make a U-turn or get into this back parking lot and be able to pull in to the back of the engine bay. As this building gets moved back, you know, if we were to place the front of the building where the setback is, it becomes very difficult to try to do that with these vehicles. And they're going to be looking at having to maneuver out on Route 26 and back into the building. So, in essence, I think that is what our predicament is. Do you have any questions for me?
Are there any questions for members of the board? No, sir. Not at this time.
To review the standards for granting a variance, as you saw from the first picture there, the shape of the lot is unique with respect to using it as a fire company as they try to turn the large trucks in without creating a hazard on Route 26. The property cannot be used in an efficient manner for fire response without a variance. As the third exhibit, the one with the turning radii, was shown by Mr. Hoffman, the hardship is not created by the applicant but relates to the size of the lot and its configuration between Route 26 and Pear Tree Road, and also the size of fire equipment, which is unique to first responders, such as the Gumborough Fire Company. The variance will certainly not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as the fire company has been there for many years. And in fact, this building sits back farther from the road than the current building does. The variance will certainly not have a detrimental effect to the public welfare. In fact, it will be the opposite. It will enhance response time, as it will be easier for the fire company to maneuver its vehicles around and thereby reduce the amount of time it would spend just trying to configure its vehicles on its site. It's the minimum variance that would afford relief. As Mr. Hoffman indicated, if they slide the building back any further, the turning radii is jeopardized, and it puts the vehicles out on Route 26, having to back into the fire station. I'm going to ask the chairman of the building committee for the Gumboro Volunteer Fire Company to confirm everything that Mr. Hoffman and I have said is true and correct.
That is correct. Everything they provided has been fully correct. I don't have nothing to add. They said it all. Thank you.
Ready for any questions that the board may have.
Yeah, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10908. Does it make sense from a safety standpoint to not have to back in off the highway? Mm-hmm. They would enter from their side road.
Excuse me.
Certainly won't alter the character of the neighborhood. It will improve it, in my opinion.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10908. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir. Thank you.